Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Here's a question for you. Would you rather have below average income in a rich society like the U.S., or take a pay cut but live in a poor society like Mexico, so you're better off than most of the people around you? Okay, it's a strange question. It's designed to get at how much people value money for its own sake, and how much they value it for the status it confers. If someone says they'd be willing to take a cut in income if they could move to a place where, nonetheless, they'd be better off relative to everyone else, it means they place at least some status value on money. A study was done with just this question and found that half the participants would give up as much as half of their real income if they could live somewhere where most other people earned less than they did. This is a huge status value for money. Keeping up with the Joneses apparently explains a lot about why people spend and go out and get jobs to earn money in the real world, too. Another study showed that a married woman in the U.S. was more likely to get a job if her sister's husband, her brother-in-law, earned more than her own husband. The job-seeking women were trying to keep up as a family with their richer sisters. These points are made by Richard Wilkinson and Kate Pickett in their fascinating new book, The Spirit Level: Why Greater Equality Makes Societies Stronger. They studied the 50 U.S. states as well as, internationally, 21 market economy countries out of the wealthiest 50 countries in the world. In both groups, Wilkinson and Pickett found an astonishing correlation between level of income equality and a wide range of quality of life indicators. The more equal societies have greater longevity, fewer homicides, more trust, less obesity, better educated kids, and other better outcomes. Interestingly, within the 50 states, or these 21 or so countries, these indicators weren't necessarily better in the richer places. They were consistently better in the places that were more equal. That's good news for all of us now, when world oil production is peaking, or has peaked, and it's entering steady decline. Fossil fuels, and oil in particular, have fueled the last century's economic growth. With oil going into decline, and coal and gas soon to follow, it looks like the age of economic growth is largely behind us. We may find ourselves facing a decline in material living standards, similar to what combatant countries faced in last century's two world wars, or similar to what Cuba faced in the 1990s, when the collapse of the Soviet Union caused a domino-type economic collapse for Cuba. Would you believe that in both the UK and Cuba, people lived longer during the tougher economic times? In the UK, longevity increased every decade of the 20th century, but the amount of increase was greater during the world wars. Why? Wilkinson and Pickett say that the government deliberately created more income equality to encourage a sense that we're all in this together and get people to cooperate more with the war effort. And as we've seen, greater equality leads to better outcomes, including in health. I don't know whether equality increased in Cuba during the special period of the 1990s. My sense is that equality already was high there. I do know that at a time when the average person had fewer calories to eat than was necessary to maintain weight, so they were on a national forced weight loss program, the government set aside special food rations for children and pregnant women, so they protected the most vulnerable. Some researchers say the health improvements in Cuba during the hard times were due to more physical activity and less overeating and consequent obesity. But it would be interesting to see how much increased equality also played a role. Anyway, when we're looking to change our faltering economy and stimulus packages aren't working as well as our architects hoped, maybe equality is a good yardstick to use to measure policy initiatives. Does a policy tend to increase or decrease income equality? Oregon residents just voted to increase the tax rate on the top earners so that they could spare some cuts in services to the most vulnerable. That's one way to decrease inequality. Wilkinson and Pickett, however, say that there are both big government and small government approaches to equality. New Hampshire and Vermont are mirror images of each other on the map and in terms of government choices as well. Vermont taxes their residents a lot more, has a higher social sector. But both states have high levels of income equality. Incomes before taxes are just more equal in New Hampshire for some reason. Anyway, it's reassuring to know that the economic effects of hard times can be mitigated for everyone, simply by working to make the society more equal. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.